Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So today, guys, you're in for a treat because this is an interview not only with the amazing Andrew, but with my PIC, Rita. And we share some success stories that we have had with students throughout the years, because with all of us combined, we have probably over 25 years experience working in special education. So enjoy, and please leave a review wherever you're listening. Hit that subscribe button. Also, 2 more days left in the Transform Your Students' Behavior Workshop. The link is in the show notes, so go ahead and sign up there to get a more engaged student in your classroom. Hey guys, welcome back to Behavior Strategies for Class. Today is our awesome interview with Andrew, with a bonus of my PIC, partner in crime, Rita. And so today we're going to talk about some of our successes that we have had with our students over the years and the behavior strategies that have worked and helped our students succeed. So, Andrew, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
All right. Thanks for having me back. Wonderful to see you guys again, Rita. Always happy
nice
to
see you. It's been a while.
Been a minute, but always a good time.
Yep.
I don't know. There's so many different strategies that work for so many different kids. It's been wonderful to see a lot of, just as I've grown as like from my baby counselor, you know, like 6 years ago, and learning from some of you guys, from some of the best, some of the more simple, very practical ones, just breathing, just stopping yourself. I use the stop sign method so much at my school with being K-6, it's literally just put your hand out and stop yourself. And just practicing that. So that modeling for some of that, for some of our kiddos. And I've seen kids do that. I've even seen them where they don't even like, you know, there's been a few times where I've been worried that they're just going to like straight bop them in the forehead.
Like, yes.
We used to call that like, you know, give them the palm of stupidity when we were kids. And they haven't done that. And I'm like, that's a success right there. And then they actually use the stop sign method. So that's just one small thing that a lot of kids find practical that I think is real great, and it teaches them to pause. And so that's something that was just striking me as you were talking about it, that I've seen a couple of different kids this year, a couple of years ago too, that would have just hauled off and hit somebody rather than stopping themselves. And so that's been those little successes that I sometimes get overlooked from different things.
Yeah,
that's true.
I agree. We've also in the past used when we have a student that is dysregulated and they can't seem to come back, they would go into the quiet room and we would have a stack of like magazines, and they can just tear those magazines and just, you know, make a total mess if they need to in the quiet room. But that was their way of being able to, you know, regulate themselves. I think that's one of the good things that we had at our school when I worked with Mr. Schatzer, for instance. It was a good strategy that we used.
Shout out, because, you know, obviously they're going to have all these emotions, and we can't just say, well, you can't be angry. You know, because they are going to be angry throughout life. So we have to give them some strategies, and being able to just stop sometimes, or being able to let it all out and be able to shred stuff up, besides destroying somebody else's classroom Or even destroying our classroom. Obviously, that happens all the time, but that gives them a little bit more, I don't know, just that space and that control that they can just let all out without having to worry about anything.
And sometimes, the breathing strategies work. They even like for us adults, when we have to step away, we have to use those breathing strategies. But when we have those students who had just can't, who they just can't, we just they have that other outlet, to use.
Yeah, it gives them something physical to do. Like some of the best ones, like I have this Amazon rinky dinky little hand shredder, right? It is literally this big. I mean, and I just use post-it notes. I'm like, okay. And I made my principal and our instructional coach the other day. I was like, no, here, write down your worry and just like crank it up. And it's just that physical part of doing something about it. It's sometimes it's just that freeing part. It's pretty amazing.
I mean, we've even had our students do what we call heavy work when we can tell they're frustrated before kind of the explosion, and that would even be pushing chairs around, carrying backpacks full of books, up to the office or even just around the building. That heavy work is definitely really good too. I had one student I remember, he knew what to do, but and he would do it. It was the candles, the fingers blowing out the candles. And he's like, I'm fine, I'm fine, and he's doing it in like 2 seconds. I'm like, nope, let's try again. But he knew what to do. And so once he finally did it probably 10 times, he finally calmed down. But it's that they know is what they, when they start to be successful, they know then what strategies they need to use.
And I've also used journaling. Some students like to just write.
Agreed.
A lot of my kids right now, from like first grade up to like our sixth grade, because we're K-6, art journals this year have been just that's what they want. They're going to get it out. And I leave it open if they want to share it with me, with somebody else. And some of them have just at times. But it's just that go-to of just putting something on paper and being able to do it. That like vestibular or that proprioceptive, depending on if you're doing heavy work or doing those, the doodles or just like the different tearing motions and things like that. It just seems to give them that input, like you were saying. To start regulating that nervous system down.
And I would say another success we've had is just holding to those expectations. I feel like their behaviors, even though at times they are explosive, they're not happy about it. But the more that we are consistent in holding to those expectations, that behavior does lessen. And so they realize, like, we mean what we say, and you're still going to have to do math, whether it takes you an hour throwing a fit, 2 hours laying in the middle of the hallway, or what.
It's still gonna be there for you. Using the when this is finished, then you can move on and do other things.
I think one of our resource teachers ended up printing off like five worksheets, like a worksheet five times because they kept just whoosh, and then they'd write like one word and like, this is too bad. And they'd let it out and then they'd rip it up. And so you'd go get another one. It was like, this is happening. We still expect, this is what we expect. Still love you, still care about you, but you're still doing this. And finally on the fifth one, sat down, wrote up like the three sentences that were that they needed, and it was like perfect. Like they didn't even need any help spelling or grammar or anything like that. It was after that, it was just able, they're just able to go. And then the next day only took one worksheet.
We have one student who shuts down during math, but he loves math.
Yeah, and when he finally realizes he has to do it, he does it in like 10 minutes. And we're like, dude, you wasted
You could have
all
had this done.
day, all afternoon throwing a
All the
fit when
build
we
up of
knew
it.
you could do this in like 10 minutes.
But it's just it's basically it's the weight game. You just have to wait them out.
Which I think
Just wait them out.
sometimes we get adults in there that don't necessarily keep that perspective then. And so I was talking with a professor the other day, and she had a great point. She put it a little bit a little clearer than I can of like, look, I'm grown, and last time I got angry, it took what, 3 days to get over it. You think of the last time that you got angry at somebody as a grown person, like how long did it take you to get over it? Like sometimes it takes a long time, and we're expecting these kids to like flip it around in like 2 minutes because guess what, Johnny? If you don't, you're gonna go
Exactly.
do this. And Billy Bob Sue, you're gonna go do that. And like, man, I can't even do that. And I'm supposed to have all my frontal lobe and all my skills. I'm supposed to be teaching you guys about these things. And I still have a problem with that sometimes. And
There
so
are
I get
times
that.
that it does take all day, but it gets done. And they
Well, and I
know that
think that's,
there's that
sorry.
expectation. No, that's fine. There's that expectation. They have to meet that expectation before you get to move on to other things.
Yeah,
Gotta
and
get
I
work
think
done
that's
and
the
fun.
beauty of our program, because we're able to take the students out and work with them, wait on them, or whatever, where some schools don't have that luxury. And I'm sure for teachers, like that is so frustrating because,
Yeah, for
they have to
sure.
move on to the next subject that they need to teach. But still, we have to hold them to that expectation because, these kids are smart. And if they get away with it once, maybe twice, oh, you're done. You're
Well, it's
really
just
waiting
in
it
their
out
best
now.
interest to learn
Yeah.
that,
that's not the way you need to get what you want, right? It's in their best
Yeah.
interest to hold that line and be like, you've got better ways of doing this than that. That doesn't work for us. We're still waiting with you. We'll wait with you to do this. I tell kids that all the time. Like, I know this is hard. I'm going to sit here with you, but we got to get through this no matter what. We got to get that work done, get it before we hit the fun, and I'll help you. But we got to do this. This doesn't work to do it the other way. And once we talk about connection all the time, once you have that connection to kind of pull on, then they trust that that's what you mean, that you're not going to turn around and be like, okay, you got your worksheet done. All right, now here's the stack of five that you missed while you were there. So let's get those done too. And be like, and feels like, sometimes
Oh
they end
yeah.
up hitting them with more, but they once you have that connection with them, they start trusting you. That's one of the bigger successes that I've seen overall from a lot of people. And I've seen that personally with both of you guys working with really hard kids. I mean, that connection game and being like, look, it's me. I'm not going to let you out of this. Let's get through this together and we'll go have some fun after
So what was
that.
that keyword there, PIC?
Which one?
Connection. I mean,
Oh,
this is what
connection. I was going to
we.
say expectation.
And now into.
But you have to
Those
have
are
a connection in order to get the expectation.
two. To get the expectation, yeah.
Exactly. And it's they have to know that you're a person of your word. You're gonna follow through. And you know that with one of our other students, he knew, like, well, you said this and it didn't happen. Well, you said this and it didn't happen. And a lot with
They hold you
trauma
to it.
students, like they obviously have trust issues because the adults in their lives have destroyed that. So we just have to be a person of our word again, like you said, holding to those expectations. But when we hold, like we're building connection, we're building that trust when we do that. And that is definitely key to all of the behavior strategies, I believe, in getting our students to improve their behavior, because that is the goal. Because why? We don't want their behaviors to interfere with their learning. And why, of course, they're at school. Sorry.
And it's always our goal to have them back in the classroom with the rest of their peers. That's what we try to do is we that's our goal, and that should be their goal as well. But you know that they want to be with their class all the time, but when they're not following expectations, then that's when you see the dysregulation. And then, our goal is just to try to get them back in there as soon as we can.
Yeah, and I think of one of our new kinders this year. We started out in our classroom and kind of got her used to expectations and what she needed to do. And then once she integrated into her gen ed class, she doesn't want to be with us anymore. She wants to be in your class. And so her behaviors like really did a 360, I think. I mean, not that of course she doesn't have any. But for the most part, for her wanting, like you said, they want to be in with their
They
peers
do.
and doing what they're doing.
Well, I think, speaking for most of us, we probably all want to do well and be with our friends, right? I mean, it feels good to do that. It feels good to be there. We all have our bad days, and that's the thing, is like we're gonna have bad days, so are they. Trying to give them that grace too is important. And that's sometimes that's the success right there, is just having the other people around giving grace is a success, right? And not trying to punish, but trying to help learn. And that's a big part.
And there are times when we need to modify schedules as well, and we have done that for a lot of our students too. Can you think of one with that PIC?
Oh, geez.
I think of one of
I'm
our
trying to
second
think.
graders that we worked with who was in the foster care system and switching homes and all of that.
We do have to modify a lot of, his academic support, a lot of, having to pull him from certain things because he's not meeting those expectations like he should. But I think for the most part, he's starting to get it. He's starting to understand, well, wait a minute, if I don't do this, then I can't have this. So that's when we use like the when then. So I think he's starting to realize that it's not gonna fly. It's not gonna,
Exactly.
I need to do what I need to do in order to have all the fun things.
That's been a
Any
lot of
other
stress.
strategy, again, Andrew, that you can think of that has been successful for your students?
I'm lucky I get to work with so many cool people that come up with these creative parts. Some of the best ones have been like soft starts. Just the kid kind of have some time in the back to finish some breakfast and get acclimated to the day. And that's an important part too, because I'm thinking about a couple kids at my last school that they needed that. It was not great at home. They could do well, and they needed the extra 20 minutes just to kind of warm up for the day. And if they didn't get it, things didn't go well, went south real quick, in a hurry. And then just kind of what you were talking about, it happens all the time, and I kind of feel like I'm being a smart aleck saying this sometimes, but we look at data and everything, and we start saying like, well, every day something happens around two. Well, okay, well, what's the subject that's going on? Well, it's writing. Like, okay, so why are we, what are we, why can we try writing at a different time? Have we tried not doing that? And that's the part where it sounds like a smart aleck in my head, but it's usually like, what can we do that earlier in the day? I mean, when they write, they do well. Thinking of a kiddo who's, it's literally at 2 o'clock every day. And he struggled writing, and then it was a fight. And then it was every fight about anything else other than writing. And when we had it other times, he would do all right. He got his ideas out, and then we helped him with formation and his resource teachers and the different paras, and everybody helped him. But if we caught him at 10, it was golden, like, because he knew that lunch was coming up, that recess was coming up, and that those are things that he wanted to do, and he had a lot more energy. So
Yeah.
modifying that schedule sometimes isn't, when you throw that out to some people, they're like, yeah, oh, you mean not, they're gonna come in late or they're gonna leave early. Like, no, let's stop fighting, beating our heads against the wall for writing at 2 o'clock, and nobody's happy and everybody's frustrated, everybody's pulling their hair out, and I ain't got much to spare out there anyway. So why don't we just do this at 10? Let's see if we can do that time. So being
Well,
able to be flexible like that.
yeah, and I think it's also letting them use their voice, letting them be heard.
Absolutely.
And
That's pretty
sometimes I
powerful.
think
I think.
also is food, like it's just food, that is, they're starving or they Yeah.
came in late and they didn't get breakfast.
Yeah.
They didn't get to finish lunch because sometimes they were just like boom, 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 because we got to get the next class in and
Yeah.
they didn't get enough. I mean, sometimes it's great when it is that simple of a solution because, of course, as I'm sure with you, Andrew, like we have food all the time. Like we have snacks in our room all the time
Yeah.
to give to students.
I
always have a bunch. I used to keep like a closet at my last school. In this school, I haven't had to have that as much, but I always have like cereal bars or like Goldfish, something just to make sure that there's kid needs it, then yeah, let's come get it. Let's get you fed. If that's the bear, then let's not worry about that. Let's get you, we'll take care of that. We'll get you the snack, right? And it's one of the, it goes back to just one of those basic needs. What do you need to be able to learn, to be able to focus? You need comfort, care, right? Are you sad? Are you lonely? Are you depressed? Are you tired? Are you hungry?
Yeah, there
All
could
those
be
things.
a lot of factors, a lot of factors that, play in with dysregulation.
And so if we can solve one of those really easy ones, like throwing some Goldfish, I mean, how many do you
Yeah,
need? I'll make it rain because
exactly.
that
Yeah, give
ain't
me a snack at 10 o'clock. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hangry here soon if you don't
Yeah.
stop and say free. So that, I mean, that those are those just those real easy ones sometimes that
Yeah.
I'll take those as wins. And that's the other part that I always like to keep in mind, is that sometimes our win was that nothing big happened, that everything was golden. Like, you know what, we
Yeah.
got through 2 o'clock today, and that's a success right there, and it was all good.
Yeah.
We didn't
Yep.
blow the top, accepted it, and moved on.
And then you celebrate that. Having those little celebrations. Yay, you made your day. This is awesome. Get your prize at the end of the day. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely positive reinforcement, I think, is huge
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
Yeah.
PBIS tickets or schedules or contracts, I mean, those are key. They really
Yeah.
are.
Yeah. Especially for the littles, especially I'm not sure about upper grades, how different that is, but I know for the littles, food and incentives
Yes.
are, yep,
It's so funny.
are key.
I've had sixth graders work for stickers before. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is like a
Wow.
little sticker
Well,
football, and they're like, it's awesome. Like, I would have swore you would have worked for like Takis or something like that before.
right.
You're like, no, give me the football. Of course, it was probably like during the Chiefs run for the Super Bowl, but it's still, Gonna talk about the Chiefs. Come on. it's not a
Giving
Chiefs
out
fan.
those Taylor Swift stickers.
Closet Swiftie over here, yeah. I heard her
Yeah.
boyfriend did something this weekend, right? That was the joke around the Super Bowl.
Oh man.
But those little successes, just like
Yeah.
what you were saying, Rita, I think those are so key, that to be able
Yeah.
to give those kudos and those shout outs keeps that momentum going, because it can be a slog sometimes, and sometimes we're not going to see those big things
Yeah.
every day.
You know, and it does, even doing it throughout the day, just reminding them, hey, you know, you're making your day. Let's keep going. You can do this. Just giving them that positive reinforcement, I think, is very important.
So look at that today. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was like, you know what? Your last 5 minutes was awesome. You know what? We don't have to. I could sit there and everybody can sit there and like harp on his first 35 minutes, putting up with me and being and not being patient with me and like being distracting and talking out and all this. Why not focus on those last 5 minutes where he did hold it together? He did use a fidget. He did use a strategy. He's not getting all his points on his contract, but he got bonuses for that because he made it through 5 minutes and that was what he could do today. So.
It's those little successes, those little things, you know. I mean, you can get spit on and then be, so what do you want to do next? You know,
Exactly.
just those little, you know. I mean, because that happens on a day-to-day basis with us, but you know what? You just got to look at the positive things.
Well, and I think of one of our teachers, she'll have students clip down, on their behavior charts. But then she's always like positive, like, you know what? I'm gonna catch you doing something great and you're gonna clip back up. She does a
She's
great job getting that positive with the, redirect. And letting them know, like, that behavior was not okay, but I will get you doing something great. And
You
I
can
think
do
that's
that. And
awesome.
it could be the littlest thing, you know. It could be, but you celebrate that. You celebrate the little things, whatever it is. It's something to celebrate.
Exactly.
Well, it's all those little things. I always tell kids, like, you may do something, it may only help you this much. But let's do another thing that's going to help. And soon enough, we've got something that's going to be this much or this much, however you want to. And that's a lot. It may take several steps to get there, but you're getting there in the end. That's the important part.
Yeah, so it's really one strategy at a time, right? And we build on that. And it's, teaching those coping skills. It's, like we had a kiddo who got mad at another student, and of course, he's trying to choke him out. And he's like, "Well, I was mad." Well, all right, but obviously you can't do that. But teaching, he identified how he felt and what his emotion was, but now we're getting to the next step of, well, you can't just automatically reach out and choke somebody, But it's just building on that. Like, I'm glad you knew you were angry. However, now we
How
need to
can
do
we?
this. So definitely building on those strategies. And it's every day. It's repetition, just like all the academics they're learning. It's repetition. And again, holding to those expectations, building that connection, building that trust with the students, because we may be the only caring adult in some of these kids' lives. And of course, that's where I come and like, he needs a hug. Like, give him a side hug. Like, I may be the only one giving him a hug that day. I don't know, but it's a
Diane,
good excuse for me
definitely
to give him a
the
hug.
hugger. She likes to give her hugs.
They could be mad, ready to punch me in the face. I'm like, oh, do you need a hug?
Need a hug?
Sometimes you do, right? Sometimes when you're the maddest, that's the thing that's what you need the most. I mean, sometimes being mad is just a mask for being scared, and some reinforcement and some encouragement is what you need.
Like we noticed, one of our kiddos is going away for spring break. Mom will be here, but he's going to dad's house. And so the past, well, last week he struggled. His behaviors escalated, and we figured out, well, He thinks that mom's going to really, really miss him. Well, I'm sure she is, but
Yeah.
you know, and that was like stuck in his head. So we figured out that maybe this is where all the behaviors are coming from. You know, he has anxiety about leaving mom. So we just have to kind of like step back and just, you know, reassure him, mom's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to have so much fun. It's spring break. You don't have to come to school.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Just trying to, you know, change his outlook on what, you know, what his mind is telling him, you know.
Just think you don't have to do math for a whole week, like 9 days actually, because you got the weekends.
Well, he actually
Oh.
loves math.
Oh.
He'll make up his own
So I
math.
might make
That's
it
what he
worse.
likes.
Yeah. That was always like my savior is like, I don't have to do math. I'm sold.
Me too.
Yeah, that can be so key right there. And I've worked with kids where it's their anxiety. I'd rather destroy things because I know what'll happen with that. It's hard to know when somebody loves me. And it's hard to know what to do. That doesn't feel, that's maybe not their norm. That doesn't feel good. That feels all tingly and like warm inside, and that's not comfortable. So that's right. It's easier to destroy it up and blow it up, right? But in the long run, we know that one's going to be better for it for you than the other.
Exactly. So, any closing fabulous thoughts, PIC or Andrew?
Well, spring break is coming, so
Yes.
something to look forward to.
This is our when we finish working.
When we finish work,
Then
then we
we
get
have
our spring
spring
break.
break.
When you get through all those behaviors, then you get to go on spring break. And I'm on the other side where I'm just finishing spring break and I'm heading into testing season here soon. So, and it's a whole season. It's really its own thing. So,
Well, and then after spring break, it's the long haul. So you have like until
exactly.
you're out for summer and
No, I think just modeling repetition with those expectations and celebrate the small things. And don't be afraid to laugh. Sometimes that's the best medicine, right? We do a lot of that.
Oh yeah, we do. We do.
Mean, and when you have an awesome team.
There you go.
And you work with your PIC,
There you
you make
go.
it through when you're getting
Yes.
beat up and spit on and, all that fun stuff.
The only other thing that I would say is, you know, when you come into work and you're working with these students, you need to come in with a positive attitude. Because if you come in with attitude, these kids will eat you alive. They'll know.
Yeah, because
They'll know.
like I said, they're not dumb. They can
No.
read us like before we can read ourselves, I think sometimes.
I've worked with some kids that are just experts at reading body language, and it's amazing. It's
Oh
like, I know that I know you're not serious about it, so I know I got five
yeah.
reminders before you're actually going to do anything. So that gives me an extra 5 minutes of not doing anything. So I'm like, you worked all that out in your head? Are you kidding me? You're absolutely right, yeah.
But they're fun. And like PIC, you were saying earlier, like this is such a rewarding job because we
It is,
can celebrate those wins and see the growth, whether it's, again, just a little bit, or you can see it here or here. Like it's amazing and it's so awesome to see that.
It is. It is.
Well, thank you guys again. For hanging out with me, sharing all your wisdom, your advice, your thoughts, and I so appreciate you guys being here. And I will see you guys next week.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.